Armed Forces Radio rebroadcasts the Kate Smith Hour.
Hello, servicemen and women. This is Ted Collins signing on another Kate Smith show. Another visit from America's Songbird with you soldiers, sailors, marines, and Coast Guardsmen of the United Nations as our special guests. And now, your hostess, Kate Smith.
Hello, everybody. With my high starch collar and my high top shoes and my hair piled high upon my head, I went to lose a jolly hour on a trolley and lost my heart instead. With his light brown derby and his bright green tie, he was quite the handsomest of men. I started to yen, so I counted to ten, then I counted to ten again. Clang, clang, clang went the trolley. Ding, ding, ding went the bell. Zing, zing, zing went my heartstring. For the moment I saw him, I fell. Bump, bump, bump went the handbrake. Thump, thump, thump went the brake. Rump, rump, rump went my heartstrings. When he smiled, I felt the car shake. He tipped his hat and took a seat. He said he hoped he hadn't stepped upon my feet. He asked my name, I held my breath. I couldn't speak because he scared me half to death. Buzz, buzz, buzz went the buzzer. Flop, flop, flop went the wheel. Stop, stop, stop went my heartstrings. As he started to leave, I took hold of his sleeve with my hand. And as if it were planned, he stayed on with me, and it was grand just to stand with his hand holding mine to the end of the
Now, this one is an old song, but those who were young during the last war loved it. Those who are young during this war love it, too. Always.
I'll be loving you always with a love that's true. Things you plan need a helping hand. I will understand always, always. Days may not be fair when I'll be there.
Thank you.
I'll be there always. Not for just an hour, not for just a day, not for just a year, but
radio owes much to Joe Miller. Now, on the other hand, Joe Miller owes a great deal to radio. And for his present wave of popularity, he's particularly indebted to those three popular and lovable American humorists who have been hilariously entertaining radio audiences every Wednesday and Saturday night for the past 2 years in their Milleresque Can You Top This? Well, they're with us tonight, Joe Laurie Jr., Harry Hirschfeld, and Senator Ford in their own Can You Top This? Well, gentlemen, it's nice to have you with us tonight, and I think our first subject for you tonight is married life. Now, I have a little story here, and we'll see if any of you fellas can top this one, and my good friend Ward Wilson here. Would you like to tell a story, Ward?
Oh, I'd love to, Ted.
Well, you go right ahead.
All right, boys, on the subject of married life, two Canarsie canaries were talking over the back fence, and
one of them says, how's your husband doing these days, Michael? The other one says, oh, my goodness, he's driving me insane. I don't know where he spends his nights. Says, well, don't know where he spends his nights. I've worried about the same thing for a long time, too, but I don't have to anymore. Says, no, why don't you? Says, because I stayed home one night, and there he was.
All right, Mr. Hirschfeld.
Married life?
Married life.
Fella made money all of a sudden, and his wife, very ritzy, waited for this day, and she started to give big parties, tremendous parties. And her husband got sick and tired watching her false teeth at this party all the time. So he says, tell it to Jenkins, your butler. So she said, Jenkins, at the party tonight, you know, my upper plate, once in a while when I talk, comes forward, and so it won't be embarrassing at the dinner table. You, if you see it coming out, say, a Jones is by the door, and I'll understand. So she got to the table and she kept talking, and her upper plate started to come out. He said, a Jones is by the door. She kept, no, right on talking, paying no attention to him. He said, a Jones is by the door. The lady says, Jenkins, did you say something? He said, yes. I said, Jones is by the door, but he's in a suit now.
Married life, I think he topped you, Ward. Well, well, well. Joe Laurie, go ahead, Joe.
Well, Montgomery Epstein married Shuchu Rabinowitz. And he says, I'll take you home to meet my people. So he took her home and they introduced him to the people and all. And a little later in the conversation, the father says, you'll pardon us a minute. I want to talk to my boy. So he comes, takes him aside, and he starts whispering to him. He says, what kind of a woman did you marry? He says, what's the matter? He says, she looks like Miss Meat Shortage of 1944. He says, look how thin she is. Look at her legs. They don't match. She's bow-legged. Look at the ears like an elephant. And her eyes, dishonest eyes, they're always watching each other. And I think she's wearing a wig. And look, look, she's got false teeth. He says, you don't have to whisper. You can talk loud. She's deaf, too.
Well, Senator Ford, you're in rough company now. You think you can step right in with that one?
Well, I don't know why my two colleagues were thinking here out loud. I thought a part of an old monologue that might fit in here. A census taker out in the country stopped at a farmhouse door, and a goofy-looking guy about 25 answered. And the census taker said, who lives here? And the goon said, Mr. and Mrs. Snapgirdle, but they ain't home. The census taker said, how many children? Said, four. My name is Linton. I got three sisters. Census taker said of you, the eldest in the family. The dope said, don't know, my mother and father are older than I am. Said, I got three sisters. One's name is Amazon, one's name is Bungalow, and the other one's name is Surrender. So the census taker said, those are queer-sounding names. I suppose Amazon was named after the river. And the dope said, yeah, because she's got a little head and a big mouth. And Bungalow is named Bungalow on account of because she's painted in front, she's got shingles, and there's nobody home upstairs. And my younger sister's name is Surrender because on account of when my mother and father looked at her when she was born, they said, we give up.
Senator, I think you came out third there, but I tell you what we do. I don't think we have room for another round of jokes, but we do have a little time for kicking around some of those clown table discussions. How about that?
We'll kick it around.
Well, come on, let's go.
Well, I don't know if the other two boys read the papers, but I was reading here the other day that the War Department is getting out a booklet for GIs on the subject of women.
You mean they're gonna tell them how to make love?
Yeah, can you imagine a lot of old guys like that telling the GIs how to handle dames? That's what.
Harry Coles to Newcastle, isn't it?
Well, when you get as old as I am, you'll find out one thing. Like the girl that wrote to the love editor of a newspaper, and she said, "Do clever men make good husbands?" And the answer came back, "Clever men don't become husbands."
You know, love comes from the heart. The brain has nothing to do with it at all. You know.
Wait a minute. You remember when the girl came home and says, Papa, I'm engaged. That's as good as married. He said, it's better if you only knew it.
You know, that's the same thing. That's the same thing the fellow said. It's much better to have loved than lost. Much better. I mean, that's the idea. You know?
Maybe I ought to get in here now.
Well, you know, what were you going to say, Senator? Were you going to talk?
No.
I thought you just...
I started something. I never get a chance to say anything. What I wanted to say was there were three men floating down the river on a marble slab.
Oh, that's a... Well, I don't think we've got time for more, have we?
Yeah, go ahead.
You mean...
Can you say anything you like.
Well, I'll tell you. You were going to tell about the three men on the marble slab?
Yeah, it was a beautiful
I was going to tell about the fellow that's crazy. He's crazy about women. A fellow said to him, This GI says, what are you always talking about women, women, women? Can't you think of anything else but women? He says, yeah, buses. He says, why buses? He says, women is on them. Well, there were three men.
I wouldn't be surprised if the War Department would get out a book for wax, too. The Care and Feeding of Wolves.
You know, you're talking about wax. Like the fella says, talking about a thing going across the ocean. He says, you know, I saw a 40-foot wave. He says, gee, they must have a tough time getting a uniform for her, wouldn't they? Stuff like that.
I heard the other day, you know, they arranged a marriage for a girl, the father and mother, to a fella that they had never seen. She had never seen him. So they arranged everything, the hall, everything. She had nothing to say about it. So finally the marriage ceremony took place. And when the minister said to her, do you take this man for your lawful wedded husband? She said, it's time somebody asked for my opinion in the matter.
Maybe the senator wants to say something. Go ahead, Senator. Tell about the three horns.
We surrender.
Good night. Thank you. Good night. Thank you. Good night.
The stars present will be four gentlemen we'd like you to meet now. The Riders of the Purple Sage.
I want to ride my pony over the prairie out on the open range. Herding the cattle dusty and weary out on the open range. I want to see the sunset over the mountains leaving the moon so plain. I want to hit the saddle herding lazy cattle out on the open range. I want to ride my pony over the prairie out on the open range. Herding the cattle dusty and weary out on the open range. I want to see the sunset over the mountain, leaving the moon so plain. I want to hit the saddle, herding lady cattle, out on the open range.
Now, do you want to hear a song that's going to be the big hit a couple of months from now? Here it is. There goes that song again.
There goes that song again. We used to call it a serenade. We fell in love when we heard it play. Over and over again. I still remember when I sang the words and they made you mine. I'd steal a kiss and repeat each line over and over and over and over again. We drifted apart. Walked off with my heart. It's funny how one listens, just stops me reminiscing. I'd soon forget that yen I told myself when you said goodbye.
Hi, Mr. Collins.
Well, Harry Savoy, how do you do, sir? A little applause for Mr. Just want to see you get off to a friendly start. How are you tonight?
Huh?
I say, how are you tonight?
I thought your football team, the Boston Yanks, were going to... But they didn't. you told me they would play with their eyes shut. Boy, they did.
Did you lose any money?
Huh?
Did you lose
I better roll.
I told you not to bet. I distinctly stood here last Sunday night and said, don't bet.
Period. New sentence.
Yeah.
But why shouldn't I bet? Didn't you tell me that your team would beat any team in the world?
That's exactly what I said. I said they would beat any team in the world.
Well, how about the Philadelphia Eagles?
They were out of the world.
Must be a joke there somewhere. I met them in a restaurant. A lovely restaurant. I like to eat there. You find money on the tables. But the... I like to go places. I just came from a big wedding.
Do you like big weddings or little ones?
Well, without big weddings, you can't have little ones.
Now, you take a tree.
Huh?
You take a tree.
Yeah, you take a tree. A tree starts as a... It grows up to a... Then there's a dog.
Yeah.
some dogs have a... They look like they're gonna... If you make your own bed, why tip the chambermaid? Oh, marshmallow. That tops everything.
Look, what are you talking about?
Pardon me?
What are you talking about?
I don't know. I wasn't listening. I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm worried about my girl. I don't see her anymore. She works in the laundry. Yeah, that's where she hangs out. I gave her a smock. She smocked me right back. Always take your girls to Alaska. That's how you get to know them. You know, Mr. Collins, I used to work in a laundry.
Did you hold a high position?
Yeah, I was the head stiff in the starch department.
You're hot tonight, boy.
The laundry situation is getting terrible, Mr. Collins. Down at our house, we're wearing each other's clothes. It's confusing. I don't know whether I've got uncles in my undies or aunties in my panties. Well, you know what they say, when in Rome, do as the Americans do. Go to Paris. My uncle was in Paris, you know. Boy, he got blasted.
Blasted in Paris.
He was going to open a bank, you know. He was going to open a bank, but he couldn't find his tools, you know. He was blasted in Paris. Knock.
I finally had a good gag. You realize that?
Yeah, I worked it up for you. Now he sells bathtubs to millionaires.
He sells bathtubs to millionaires?
Yeah.
One way to soak the rich.
Yeah, I told you I'd give you one.
But you didn't figure I'd take that.
You know my uncle, my little Charlie, Mr. Collins, the inventor? All he does is invent and sleep.
What? Say that again.
My uncle Charlie, the inventor, all he does is invent and sleep.
What did your uncle invent last year?
Nothing. He slept. he sleeps on his stomach.
Yeah?
He has to. They don't have any pillows in the house.
So.
Yes. Some people, they sleep on their left side. Some people, they sleep on their right side. Some people, they sleep on their... I turn over.
Harry, though, you should be getting a little more sleep.
Really?
Yeah. I was told that you were out after 12 last night.
No, I was only out after 1. Boy, she was a hunk of missing stuff. Father's a fisherman. He's a fisherman. She's a Spanish dancer. Boy, can she cast a net. You know... Boy, I'm winging him over now, aren't I?
Oh, yeah.
Her mother came to the door. She said, "Are you Harry?" I said, "No, only on the chest." Later on.
I am knocking myself out here, you know that.
I had some time getting to her house, Mr. Collins.
Yeah?
Yeah, I got on a streetcar. I wanted to get off at... She lives on... I missed the block.
Why didn't you ring the bell?
I did. I pushed a button. I pulled the cord. The trolley pole hit me on the head. The conductor was a girl, Mr.
Now, that I like. That
yeah. I said, "Can I change here?" She said, "If you do, I'll have you arrested." She was pretty, Mr. Collins. She was really pretty. Every other stop, I kept asking her for a date.
And what happened?
She kept putting me off. Then I get on again, you know. It's the old saying, man works from sun to sun. Other men have daughters. But later on...
You better keep going fast, please. Miss is as good as a mile.
Pardon me?
Get going, you're stalling. You're dying here. Get going.
Oh,
Tell the one about the miss.
Oh, the miss. Yeah. Oh, yeah, my... Yeah. My girl, direct cue. My girl's a miss. Yeah.
The last time
she saw me, she had a fit. She's a misfit. But, Mr. Collins, she don't know anything at all. She don't know a thing. She don't even know what happens are for. No kidding.
What? A happen?
Yeah, she don't know what happens are for. That's
no.
But I finally got it through her head.
Now she's your pin-up girl.
No, I never get any place with girls. I even bought a book on how to make love. It didn't do me any good. I took my book on how to make love. I went down to my girl's house. Was sitting in the parlor. She was sitting on my lap. Page one in the book said, "Take her hand, put it into mine." So I did. Then page two in the book said, "Take your arm, put it around her waist, give her a little squeeze." So I did. Then she turned out the light. And I turned the light on again. Yeah, I can't read in the dark.
Good night. Kate sings, "Good night, wherever you are."
Good night, wherever you are. May your dreams be pleasant dreams, wherever you are. If only one little wish that I wish comes true, I know that the angels will watch over you. Good night, wherever you are. I'll be with you, dear, no matter how near or far.
Ted Collins speaking. The Kate Smith Hour is a Lee Broadcast presentation of the Armed Forces Radio Service.